Sex, porn, love addiction is all about self-soothing to manage your emotions. It got set up back in the childhood development years. It's just not about sex, it's not about porn. It's all about the repeated use has set up the physiology to crave those dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, self-manufactured drugs in the body. It's impacting women, men, children aged 10 to 75 across all the age ranges, the sexes, the cultures, the professions. It increased exponentially during COVID lockdown and impacting so many lives. The Kairos Center has created the first online comprehensive sex, porn, love addiction. It's a video on demand recovery program which you can access from anywhere in the world and begin to see identifiable changes just within 6 weeks of beginning this weekly program. Kairos means your appointed time. Isn't it your time to reclaim your life? Bring color back to life without shame. Click the link below and begin your journey. You owe it to yourself and to others. I call this one the stages of change. A lot of psychoeducational information which I'm providing to you with the hope that knowledge will better equip you and enhance you in your journey towards recovery. And so the stages of change, this document I will provide to you so you can see the different stages. What am I talking about here? Some really clever individuals, you'll see their names on the sheet which I'll give to you with this session, have identified that there actually are different stages that all of us will go through when we are undertaking change of anything in our lives, giving up smoking, giving up swearing, giving up porn. Whatever the change process, there are identifiable changes that all of us, I should say stages, that all of us will go through in order to eventually achieve the sobriety, the cessation outcomes that we seek. What are those stages? It begins with pre-contemplation. What is this pre-contemplation? I tend to just role play a scenario of somebody giving up smoking in order to better understand these different stages. And so here we go with pre-contemplation and somebody desiring to give up smoking. Well, you know, all the knowledge that we've got about smoking and cancer, I guess there's some truth in it all, but you know, I enjoy smoking. I guess there's something I need to give it up at some point. But hey, you know, my granddad, he lived to 85 and he smoked 15 cigarettes a day. Yeah, I guess I need to do something about it at some point, but you know, I'll get to it. Can you hear the words being used and the approach? Pre-contemplation, before I can seriously contemplate doing this, the person is not yet ready. They are pre being able to contemplate realistically giving this up. And then we move to the next one, which is contemplation. I can now consider the possibility. What does that look like with our smoking scenario? Well, you know, there really is. It's definitely proper links between smoking and cancer. I hate the smell myself when I'm smoking it. I'm smelling lingering smoke in the car. Oh, it really is horrible. I do need to give up this habit. It really is dirty and a disgusting habit, smoking. I really do need to do something about it. You know, I've got 4 grandchildren now, and well, I recognise I'm really not going to live to a very old age if I continue with the smoking at the rate that I am. It's something I really need to do something about. Can you hear the shift from pre-contemplation to contemplation? The person is now able to contemplate the possibility. Where are you on these stages is essentially where I'm getting to. But if we stay with this contemplation, somebody in contemplation is not necessarily ready to move to the next stage, and they may stay in this place for many, many years. Did that happen to you? See, the next stage is preparation. One might think that now that the person can seriously contemplate the possibility of doing something, they would then jump straight to doing something, action. No, actually it isn't. It's preparation. There needs to be some practical steps which are taken in order to give you a fighting chance to succeed in the cessation, the giving up of that which you are seeking to give up. So preparation in our smoking scenario, what might that look like? Well, you know, I've made a New Year's resolution on the 1st of January, that's it. I'm giving up this horrible habit. I'm gonna stop smoking. I've gone off to the GP, I've got my nicotine patches, I've gone on the NHS website just to see what other resources and help might be available to me. I've also gone to the different parts in my house, the greenhouse, where I normally used to leave some of the half-smoked packets of cigarettes. I've searched the car for half-smoked cigarettes. I found a few packets and I've destroyed all of them. I kept one back. I might just smoke that last one on New Year's Eve in preparation for beginning on New Year's Day. I might not, but I'm ready. Yep, I'm ready. Can you see some practical steps need to be taken for you? For a long time, you may have contemplated the need to do something, to give up the behaviors. But for a really long time, you didn't actually take any steps until you went and got help from a therapist like myself or some other practical steps. You've begun the preparation. Let's move to the next stage, and the next stage is action. Action is exactly what it says. It has begun. So the person in our smoking scenario, yep, it's the 1st of January. I didn't smoke that last one the day before. I was at a party and I was just way too, I just didn't bother, didn't fancy it actually. Too much activity going on. So, it's the 1st of January. I've put my nicotine patches on, it's begun. I've started my journey of sobriety. And that is action. And an identifiable step has been taken first day of sobriety.